It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Police say the man suspected of killing six others and himself in Colorado Springs last weekend was angry about not being invited to the party that he attacked. Police Chief Vince Niskey says 28-year-old Teodoro Macias had no criminal record. Among the victims was Macias's girlfriend. Here's Chief Niskey.
The suspect, who was in a relationship with one of the victims, displayed power and control issues in this relationship.
Three children at the party were unhurt. One adult was able to escape the mobile home as the shooting began. Police are looking into how Macias got the gun that was used in the attack. A measure that would let cities pass stricter gun policies than the state has cleared its first committee at the Capitol. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Democrats introduced Senate Bill 256 in response to the mass shooting in Boulder. Days before the shooting, a judge threw out the city's assault-style weapons ban for violating state law. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Steve Fenberg says local communities should be allowed to pass bans.
What's good for Boulder is probably not the right fit for Sterling, and what's good for Pueblo might not be the right fit for Denver. And I think that's what this law is all about, is to make sure local elected officials are able to sort of determine their own destiny of how they keep each other safe.
But opponents say if the state is allowing stricter local laws, it should also allow cities to loosen laws. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A lot more calls are coming into a tip line that allows school-aged kids to alert authorities when another student may be in trouble. The Safe to Tell program received more than 1,300 calls last month, up 41% from April of last year. According to the Attorney General's Office, suicide threats and welfare checks are the top tips called in by students. The Santa Fe Arts District in Denver is reopening to crowds this summer. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The art district is about to get busier. Starting in June, visitors can take art walks along Santa Fe Drive on the first Friday of every month. Artists will show their latest works in galleries, studios, in alleys, or on the street itself. The popular event has asked that attendees keep wearing masks and maintain social distancing. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
For the Denver metro area and across Colorado, a sunny day, with the weather getting warmer toward the weekend. This is CPR News.